Father God, Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for how you made me, Lord. It's a great strength of mine, Lord, but it's also been a weakness in my life, Lord. I thank you for the wisdom that you've given me, Lord, in my life, and how to work with my strengths and with my weaknesses, Lord. I pray that everyone today can just get a little something and leave closer to you than whenever they got here, Lord. I thank you for this opportunity, Lord. I thank you for this workshop. It's been such a blessing in my life, Lord. I thank you. It's in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. So I've been coming since the beginning of CMU. 10 years ago, I've missed two when I went into youth ministry for a few years, and now I'm back, and this is great. My name's TC. I'm the campus minister for these lovely Interbelt people. We sent out a church plant last year, and being an introvert, and like I said in my prayer, it's a great strength, right? But it also can be a great weakness, and so that's what we're going to talk about today. My wife kind of has a rule with me that I have to get to know people real well, usually first and last name, before I can make fun of them, because as those introverts in the last class, I can rub people the wrong way because I'm very much like, let me smell your coffee breath, like that kind of person. So I'm going to go. If you guys have your pens, you guys can write this stuff down. You can come back. You can get a hold of me on Facebook if you want notes or anything that I maybe talk too fast for. All right, so 1 Corinthians 9, 19 through 20. Emmett, stop flirting with her and pay attention. You might learn something. Okay. All right, 1 Corinthians 9, 19 through 23. All right, it says, though I am free and belong to no one, I have made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I become like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I become like one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I become one like not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but am under Christ's law. As to win those not having the law, to the weak I become weak to win the weak. To those who are weak, I become weak. Oh, I'm sorry, that's copied on there twice. I become weak so I can win the weak. Guys, without Christ, but you guys having Christ and Christ at the center of your life, your driving force, I know from personal experience, and as many of you guys know, we're truly weak without Christ. Right? So I become weak so that I can win the weak. I have become all things to all people, so I could save some of them in any way possible. I do all this because of the good news, and so I can share in the blessing. So I'm going to kind of break that verse down as the launching point for this lesson. So it says, I have become all things. Guys, in my life, I will do anything short of sin, hurting my influence, or watering down the gospel to reach someone. That's anything. About a year ago, 10 months ago, we met this guy from China, from like mainland China. His name's Chris. Chris is awesome. Chris has a special place in my heart. Well, me and this guy and our group, Brian. Brian's more of the introvert type, right? He's not super outgoing. He takes us to this pretty like authentic Chinese food restaurant over on like the trendy part of town in the Del Mar Loop. And he always says, we call it the loop. He calls it, definitely. He says, in the Del Mar Loop, like that. So he goes there. And in China, you don't order for yourself. You order like home style, like family style. And so you scoop it out. So he just calls the waitress over and says whatever he says to get her over there. And he just starts rapid firing stuff out. We have no idea what's coming. The food comes out. It's like General Tso's chicken and orange chicken, like crab rangoon, like that kind of stuff. And then set right in the middle of the table, and this spongy, nasty, slimy, gross, disgusting plate of tofu comes out.
Yeah.
Who likes tofu? Anyone? Okay, and that's cool. Like I'm not judging on that. I'm not judging on that. For me, it is not for me. The texture is just, But what did I do when it came out? Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm going to try that. And I'm looking, like, I know me, and I'm like, I said, I'll do anything short of sin, hurt my influence. I'll try anything. I look at Brian, though. I was like, up to that date, was the proudest I'd ever been of Brian, because I expected him, like, I'm not eating that. I'm not doing it. But man, he took his spoon out and he starts shoveling on there, and I was like, oh, my, like, cool. He didn't make this thing. Because if you say that to someone who you're reaching out to, that's disgusting. How do you make that person feel? Mm-hmm. And that's the extrovert's one of the weaknesses is mouth diarrhea, right? Mm-hmm. Or just flies out and you're catching words coming out of your mouth. I can't believe I just said that. You don't think before you speak. But Brian shovels it on there. So a few weeks ago, I was having coffee with Chris. And we were talking about, I was talking about my lesson with him. And I was saying, hey, you remember that time we had that tofu? And he's like, yeah, and we have like a much better relationship than we did then. I was like, that was disgusting. And he was laughing. I was like, but do you know why I ate that? Because I wanted to be all things to all men, so that way I could build a relationship with you. Mm-hmm. And do you know who thought it was more disgusting than me? He was like, Brian. Brian absolutely hated it. But that's what we're talking about when we become all things to all men, and we also have to put that into perspective with our personalities. Like, we were all, and most of us, I think most of you are here either because you're an extrovert or you want to understand what the heck is going on through our head. Right? And we have to understand that our personality, although we are created like this, sometimes it's not the best and it's not going to reach certain types of people. So I become all things to all people, right? And that's not just the people in our comfort zones. I can't just reach out to extroverts or the people that I click with, the people that I share like in common, like sports or hobbies or different things like that. It's to all people. I can't walk up to someone and be like, he's not going to talk to me. See you later. Like, I can't do that. We can't do that. There's too many people out there to be doing anything like that. You know, in Matthew 28, it says go out to all nations, right? It doesn't say go out to just people you get along with. And in 1 Timothy 2:4, when it says that he wants all people to be saved, right? It doesn't say, oh, just the extroverts or just the people you click with, just the people in your socioeconomic stature. It doesn't say any of that. So I become all things to all people that I might save some. And this is where this gets hard for me, because it says some will be saved, and the contrast of that is some won't be saved. Right? And so I want to do everything we can to keep doors open, like I said, without sinning, without hurting my influence, or watering down the gospel. And this next part may seem a little controversial, what I'm about to say. But I'm asking you, before I start to talk, I want you to put whatever personal views you have on this aside. Right, wrong, whatever you believe on it, put it aside. I must say it, I might get a gasp. You put it on Facebook, you can get 100 comments in a minute. Okay? The Confederate flag. Thank you. There's an extrovert. Extrovert right over there. Okay, the Confederate flag. The Word of God is already offensive enough to people.
Right.
The way you're living your life is wrong. Right? That's offensive. You can't have sex with your girlfriend before marriage. That's offensive. I don't want to do that. So why am I going to throw anything else on top of that to hurt the gospel, to keep people from coming to God? When you do that, you're shutting the door for someone to listen to you and to get to know the God that's changed your life. That's why I don't support it. Not right, not wrong. I don't want to shut the door. I live in St. Louis. I live 8 minutes from Ferguson. If someone came into my house and saw that, or saw a Facebook status that I said, it's not hate, it's my heritage, that shuts the door on me being able to speak to them. And it's the same way with my personality. I have to put my personality, my heritage, any other things that describe me behind being a man or woman of God. So if the Confederate flag then offended you, I'm sorry. But I won't do it, because I don't want to close the door on people going to heaven. I love you guys. So, and when the contrast of that is when I do stuff like that and I put my personality aside, it goes from I might save some, I believe it goes to I might save more. Or I might save as many as possible. Right? All right. So I become all things to all people that I might save some. I do this all for the sake of the gospel. out of pure motives. My motives have to be pure. It's not for my glory. It's not for my comfort. I put it aside so that way I can reach people, because that's why we're here. If it was just as easy as just coming into this world and saying I'm a believer in Christ, why don't we just get beamed up? Right? We stay here because there's work to do. And it's not for our glory, but it's for God's glory, for the sake of the gospel, and for saving people. Christ didn't come to die for you. He came to die for mankind, so that way people could be saved. All right? And then the last part is that I might share in the blessings. When you do all this, when you become all things to all people, you're going to get to share in some blessings. And that's awesome. Like I talk, like every lesson I feel like I have to talk about my wife and kids. My wife, you ever hear, you out punning to coverage. My wife is just gorgeous. She's beautiful. She's just a woman of God. She one of the first things when I saw her, the way she worshiped God was just awesome. Right? And she's been such a blessing in my life. My two kids, my son is just amazing. He'll come up and wrestle you and punch you. And my daughter was like, she likes to get dirty, but then she likes princess stuff and the color and all this stuff. And my daughter, when we went to Dollywood, she's barely enough, tall enough to go up the roller coasters. And when we were going up, was it with you or with Kaylin? And when she was going up the thing, and all I could see is her two little hands sticking out the top of the roller coaster car. And she's going click, 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 like this. And you see her go down the hill and you just see the two, you can't see her head. You just see the two little hands going. That's such a blessing, but not just like in my family. I get to have like conversations like on my back porch with old Lamedade. And I get to see him a few weeks later make a commitment to Christ. Yeah. Right? And I get to see him get to do that for other people. I get to see people like Stefan, our junior high leader, or I'm sorry, our high school leader at the church plant. Stefan was like one of the hardest people to be around. I had to throw him out of my house one time for throwing a hissy fit while playing video games. Literally said, if you throw that again, you're getting kicked out. He did it again, I said, get out. He submitted himself to God. He came back. He got dumped like a couple months before his wedding because his fiance was like, I'm done with you. He got married, changed himself. Chris, whenever he, when your dad passed away and you like wanted to go to the casino, was completely like hard-hearted towards you. Stefan, could you ever see him doing that now?
No.
I see Stefan work with the kids, and the kids from like pretty rough area. And Stefan is just like all over these kids, and he's like talking to them, and he's like there with them. They're staying at his house. He's like shaping young people's lives, and that's awesome to get to see that. And I could literally go through the people that are from our groups and like tell stories about each and every one of these people. But it's because people became all things to all men and women, 21st century, right? All things to all people, so that some might be saved for the glory of the gospel, and then there's all blessings that come along with that. All right, so now it's time for the segment where we're gonna call it Confessions from an Introvert. All right, Adam's going to come up. He taught the introvert class. And what I asked Adam to come up and do today is I wanted Adam to talk to you guys about how extroverts come across to introverts when they meet them. Okay? And I said you can go back as far back in your life as you want, before you're a Christian or whatever, and just speak for just a few minutes about how we come across to those people. Okay.
Thanks, man. Hi, I'm Adam, and I'm an introvert. I used that in my last class. If you weren't here, I'm sorry. Yeah, exactly. So, I don't have to go back that far. I think about my most violent interaction with an extrovert, because honestly, I just avoided you guys before I was a Christian. Like I just didn't even want to be around you, you know. So before I was a Christian, I didn't have to be, because I just got to be around whoever I wanted. So I just shut you guys out and played with my introvert friends, and so then the violent part comes in when I come into the campus ministry in Tampa, and I meet Lynn Stringfellow, and it wasn't literally violent, but it was hard because he just didn't care at all that I was uncomfortable, or that's not true. I felt like he didn't care at all that I was uncomfortable, or just I was trying to get my bearings, and he's right in my face, and he's welcoming me in, which is already kind of offensive because I'm trying to get my bearings here, like I'm trying to figure out what's going on, and he's he's just right up on me right away. And I just remember I was talking about something I was going through, and it was like the first day I'd met the guy, and his advice was, it's not about you. Like, get over it, it's not about you. And I've come to realize that's very true, but I wasn't quite ready to hear that yet. And I'm glad he told me, because I needed to hear it. But I just remember just seeing him, and he was like, I was just out there, and again, just very overbearing to me. You know, that's how I heard it. That's how I felt it at the time. And I just felt like I wanted to recoil from that. And I ended up leaving for a few months and doing my own thing, which was awful. And then I came back and saw him in a different light once I'd been humbled a little bit. But that is, it's scary to come in the door and see people having a great time. And before I could even get my bearings, have someone come up on me and give me stuff that was a little scary to hear.
All right, thanks, Adam. I was talking to a guy at where we just got back. I came straight here from junior high camp, and I was talking to one of my. You ever have that friend where you can just not see each other for a really long time and literally pick up a conversation in the middle?
Yes.
One of those guys for me is a guy named Chris Mullen. He's got an awesome beard. He was a Christian, like one of the guys, like right before I became a Christian, he was like in a group. He came over on the original church plant, and Chris was saying, and he is like completely, you wouldn't know it if you saw him. Chris is like high-fiving kids and doing all this stuff, and then he leans over and he goes, I hate doing this. It's exhausting. Like, I can't do it. He goes, it's so hard for me to be outside of myself. But if you saw him, you wouldn't know any better. And Juan Black's the same way. Juan is a guy I probably had the most friction with since I, well, except, was Katie Graham in here? Except for maybe Katie. Juan Black, we've like literally just been in screaming matches with each other because we're completely different. And he's an introvert. I know how hard it is for him, but if he were to walk into a room, you would know. You wouldn't know anything because he's outside of himself, but I know it wears him down. And I know, has anyone, this is a crappy movie, Corky Romano, has anyone seen that movie? There's a part where he like falls in and he's actually high on some drugs. And he's like speaking at these people and he's like, questions, questions, huh, you got questions, I got questions, you got questions, huh? And he goes, I should buy a boat. And that's how I feel like whenever I come across someone who's like truly an introvert, like that's how they're looking at me. Because I feel like I'm looking at an introvert being like, please talk to me. Be my friend. Open up your mouth. Please say something before I shake you. And the introvert's probably sitting there introspectively saying, I wish this guy would stop talking to me. He talks a lot. I might say something if you would shut up for a second, but he's not doing it. I'm just going to sit here and not say anything. Maybe he'll go away. Right? I think that's just how it comes across. And I like, okay, so I'm going to give you guys four things that you guys can do just help to become all things, all people. Some might be saved. The first thing I must remember is I must remember that people are different. So when you think, he's like, why does the Bible say be all things to all men? Right? It doesn't, that says that people are created differently. All right? I can't treat everyone the same. So you get to know them. With extroverts, if you can sense that someone is an introvert, you got to ease in a little bit. All right? Get to know them. Ask them their interest. Know their likes and dislikes. What do they like to do? Do they like reading books? Some introverts do. Do they like playing sports? Video games? What is it? I had a guy one time who was a tennis player. Never want to play tennis in my life, but guess what I'm out there doing? Playing tennis, and we built a relationship. Right? So we got to ease into these relationships with people that are different than us. Share yourself. Not like a thousand words a minute, but maybe just start throwing feelers out there. You know, like, hey, this is kind of how I grew up. Or, hey, you know, like when you start talking, it's like, yeah, I knew a guy that played tennis one time. You know, we used to play, you know, or whatever it is. Ease yourself into that. Know that people are different than you. Embrace that. That's a good thing. You don't want everyone to be the same. All right, and then 1 Corinthians 12, 16 through 20. And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being a part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? If the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they were all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body. Right? It's not a giant nose or a giant eye. Right? We're one body, but we're different parts. And some parts are going to be a little more outgoing and in your face, and some parts are going to be a little bit more pulled back. That doesn't mean that any one of those parts is greater than the other. And we need to know that when we're reaching out to people. But the thing I say specifically about introverts is we're all different parts, but don't be the butt of that part. Right? You don't want to be the butt. Nobody wants to be the butt of the body. Right? And we need to know that whenever we're talking to people, whenever we're interacting with them. Because when we come across 1,000 words a minute, that's what they're thinking about us. And they want us to go away. We're closing doors. And all right, and then in 1 Corinthians 12, right before that, That's right. And if the ear should say, because I am not the eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not be for that reason to stop the whole body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of... That is the same verse. That is supposed to be the verse about the parting of the gifts. You know, some people are meant to preach and some people are meant to do this, that, and the other. Sorry, I must have copied that twice when I was copying it from my Bible app. I want to say this, that everyone's talented and gifted. I've never met a single person that wasn't talented or gifted in one area. Right? Yeah, I think I put the other one on there. Do you have it with you?
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh, gosh. This is how I know I've been getting old. I've got some bifocals. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but all of them work in the same... it is the same God at work. As we have different gifts... Thank you. 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 6. Guys, we all have different gifts. Like I said, I've never met anyone that isn't gifted. All right? Use those gifts. Embrace them. All right? We've all been created differently. I don't want everyone to be the same as me. That would be terrible. But when I can go... Thank you. When I can go, and Brian Mitchell's a little bit more quiet than I am, I can go, and when I know someone, I can take them with me and try to connect them. Or when I know someone has a certain history or past, I can take that person with me. Like if I know someone has been sexually abused, I can go, hey, let's go talk to Robert. All right? Or like with my daddy issues and my dad beating up my mom, I can relate on that. Right? I have a couple people that were adopted in my campus ministry, and that can be hard for some people. But I also know that I can go to them and say, hey, like this person here is having a tough time with this, knowing where their place is, if they belong in their family. Why don't you come talk to me? We all have different gifts. We're created to be in one body. And let's use those. So I must remember that people are different, but I also need to remember that people are the same. They're all the same in their need for God. Sin is sin. Romans 3:23. We have all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Everyone is in need of God. We are all in need of God. Nobody is damage free. And so when we know that we're different, but we also know that we're the same. And that's where our need to be all things to all people is. We all need Christ in our life. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he'll also provide a way out so that you can endure it. And I put that verse in there because I believe that a lot of times that we are the way out. And if we shut people out with our personality and coming across too strong with the weakness side of being an extrovert, I believe that way out goes away sometimes. I believe God can work in other ways, but we can be that way out. Probably 6 years ago, I met this wiry little kid from Blue Springs, Missouri. His name's Cody. Cody's here. He's got a little comb over. pompadoury thing going. His wife wanted him to have it. And Cody is, he's that little brother, that little brother, that everybody wants to punch in the face. You got all my people over here, they know Cody. And they're like, uh-huh. I've wanted to punch Cody. I actually have punched Cody. I was a wrestling coach at the time, and he wrestled for Blue Springs High School. So to connect with Cody, I was like, hey, I'm looking for a volunteer assistant. Why don't you come help me? We can't pay you, but if you want to roll around on the mats, you can come with me. So we spent that time every day, or whenever he could come with me, driving from Lindenwood to O'Fallon, which is about 15, 20 minutes away, just talking, sharing life, right? And I would do that, and I would know that Cody needed something. Cody's dad, I love his dad, he's got an awesome name, his name is Duke. I think that's awesome, right? We can all agree on that. His dad doesn't treat Cody very well. His dad can be mean, he calls him, I can't even say the names he calls him. He calls him bad names, right? And Cody, as soon as he said daddy issues, I was like, ah, right there. Well, my dad used to do X, Y, and Z. And we started building a bond. And now this has been 6 years. Cody is still the guy you want to punch in the face. But at least if you kill him, he's going to heaven. So, and Cody's married now. He's grown like tremendously. He is like a little brother to me. I get texts from him. Like on Father's Day, I got a text from him. Hey, thanks for being a God example. And like, makes me start crying, like whatever. Like I'm a man, I'm not gonna cry. But we have to be that way out for people. We can't let our strength of being an extrovert be the weakness. Be all things to all men. All right, we all have gifts. All right, so I must remember people are different. Remember that they're the same. And finally, I must have the wisdom to know when to use my differences. And that's the big, the meat part of this, is when do I turn it on and when do I turn it off? Because there's times for both. Sometimes you need to sit there with my son. Hi, Emmett. Buddy. Hi. Hey, do you want to come up here and count to 20 with me? So with him, I try to get him to sit down on the couch with me and just count to 20 and be still. Let's see, can you do it? You want to count to 20 with me? You got to be still, no playing. All right, come here. Ready? 17, 18, 19, 20. And give me a big kiss. Okay, so, hey, America, you forgot the flag. Okay, and this. So with him, I'm trying to teach him early when to be still and when to be out there. Because I'm out there. It's hard, so hard for me. I had 21 years of not being a Christian, of just being that kid that got in trouble in class. Like, I didn't always mean to. At junior high camp, we had this kid named, his name is Jacob. I had never met the kid. He is the grandson of one of the guys from the Winslow Church. And I could tell just from seeing him, this kid was like me when I was growing up. He's teasing people in the cabin. I go, hey, kid. Oh, he was in my cabin. Hey, kid, what's your name? He goes, my name's Jeff. Your name's not Jeff. Don't tell me your name is Jeff. I had no clue whether his name was Jeff or not. And he goes, it's Jacob. So I knew it. We're not going to do this week like this, Jacob. But by the end of the week, we all called him Jeff as like his nickname or whatever. I actually got a Jeff chant going whenever he was doing the obstacle course. But the thing I say there is like, Jacob, I was like, he doesn't know when to turn it on and off. And I was like, Jacob, I know, like in school, you don't always mean to get in trouble, but you do, don't you? He's like, yeah. I was like, you say stuff, and you just can't always stop it coming out of your mouth, all right? He does not have the wisdom to know. He knows better, but he doesn't have the wisdom to know when to turn it on and off. And we can't be like that because it closes the door on people. So, Proverbs 3:7. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. It says, submit your ways to him. It's your personality, guys. And I'm not saying come across as fake and disingenuous. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is submit to Christ, and he'll give you the wisdom to know when I can be crazy or when I need to sink back a little bit and talk with someone. And guys, trust me, I'm not perfect in this. This is truly a class where it's a strength and a weakness, and I'm right smack dab in the middle of it. But what I have to do sometimes is, on that wisdom part of it, is I'll talk to my people afterwards, especially my guys, after a CrossFit lesson, and say, hey, how did I come across to that person? Was that okay? And they'll tell me. I would tell them to be honest because I want to grow on this. Tell my wife. My wife is like, do you realize how you came across to that person? And if I wanted to be prideful and be like, I didn't do that, and I've done that. But if I truly want a girl, I can be a go back and make that right with that person. So trust not in your own understanding. Lean on God's word. Lean on the people that God put in your life to gain that wisdom. In Colossians 4, 5 and 6, be wise in the way you act with people who are not believers, making the most of every opportunity. Sounds a lot like what we're talking about here, right? Be aware of yourself and how you come across. It says, when you talk, and we like to talk a lot, right? When you talk, you should always be kind and pleasant. When I'm talking 1,000 words a minute to an introvert, that is not pleasant to them. There's nothing pleasant about that. So you will be able to answer everyone in the way you should. Guys, so when you talk, know how you come across. Coming across too strong, sharing too much right away, like I said, you have to ease into that relationship, and expecting too much. Part of that being different is not expecting what you would give to someone else. If I give 100%, I can't expect that person to do the same. The key to the gospel and being a Christian is loving them enough to get them to 100% of sharing their life and where they've come from. So that way the power of God can get into their life, their heart can change, and they can be different. Alright, so I must remember that I'm the same and that I'm different. I must have the wisdom to know when to use my differences. And the last thing is, I must remember I was created for a unique purpose. Psalm 139:14. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul knows it very well. Guys, God made me the way that he made me. Right? He made me with my strengths and my gifts, and he made me for a specific purpose. Right? And to say and to be jealous of maybe someone, and there have been times where I've been jealous, is like, why can't I just sit here and be still? Right? Or, man, I wish I could just, like, when I'm trying to think and, like, meditate on God's word, there's, like, a million things flying through my head. Right? And sometimes I'm like, I wish I could just sit there. I wish, like, people tell me, it's like, oh, the Harry Potter books are really good or whatever. I wish I could just sit there and read those. But for me, I can't, it's really hard. The only book I've ever gotten into, this is Day of War by Cliff Graham. If you have a chance, please read it. It's awesome. They're making a movie about it. It's about David's mighty men, and like through their perspective, like accounts from the Bible. It is awesome. I was like literally the first chapter when he's hunting the lion, like trying to like jump into the book. I was getting chills and stuff. It was really cool. But I really wish I could be like that more. But I know that God created me the way that he created me, and I need to embrace that. And to say that I want to be different as far as that goes, I feel like I'm telling God he made a mistake. Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. And before you were born, I consecrated you. I appointed you a prophet to the nations. God knew who we were going to be before we were made. All right, embrace that. You got created for a unique purpose. And one of the life-changing verses in my life, Acts 17, starting in 26. From one man he made all nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And he marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him, though he is not far from any of us. So guys, when you're an extrovert and you run into an introvert, I believe that God did a little God bumps all along the way to put you in that person's life. so that way you could perhaps be all things to all people, so that that person could be saved. And you can't just go off your personality. You got to be all things to that person. Because guys, for me, my story, and I'm done with all my points. I'm just going to talk for a few minutes. My story, it's cool because I tell the story back to when I first became a Christian, but my story with this church goes back much further. My aunt went to Greater Alton like 30 years ago, and through some like weird circumstances, she ended up leaving. And that was like the last of it. I actually remember when I was about four, maybe a little bit younger, maybe Audrey's age, hearing about my aunt leaving the church. And I feel like all along the way, God was shifting these people. And then in about 2003, they picked a location, like my hometown, to move over from Alton. And a group of people decided that they weren't going to be in their comfort zones. They're going to get outside themselves. They're going to go over and be all things to all people, so that not only myself, but other people could be saved. And had they just stayed inside themselves and not done that, they would have stayed in Alton. A year and a half ago, or actually probably 2.5 years ago now, we picked our church plant team. And when we first bought our house, our first house, I remember thinking, well, we have a house now, we're about to have a kid and all this stuff, what if I just stayed to myself, right, and didn't get outside myself? Where would it be at? I wouldn't be able to see little P. Do you ever see them big soccer ball things? You're this little guy named Little P in our junior high ministry, running through our junior high camp, smashing people. Or this big guy, West. West is my dog. He's a handful. I mean, he's a big kid, and he just has never had any expectations or boundaries in his life, and he is just everywhere. But had we not went out on a church plant team, Wes wouldn't have been at camp this week. And I see guys like Justin and all these kids. Jarrett, right?
Yeah.
Jarrett's my dog. If anyone messes with Jarrett, you're messing with me. But had we not gotten outside of ourselves and I didn't try to get into Jarrett's life, and other people didn't try to become all things to Jarrett, he wouldn't be here. Jarrett's about to enroll at UMSL for the fall, which I'm super excited about, which will have another guy living on campus. But Jarrett was baptized at the Sunshine State Retreat, which is awesome. It's in Florida. If you guys, some of you Oklahoma people, if you want to go, talk to Donnie and Adam. But guys, the big thing with this is just to have the wisdom to know when to turn it on and off. Because you weren't created by accident, right? It's a strength and a weakness. Just like with every superhero, a lot of times their greatest strength is their greatest weakness. Become all things to all people so that more might be saved, right? All right, let's pray. Father God, Lord, I want to thank you again for this opportunity, Lord. I want to thank you for my strengths and my weaknesses, Lord. I pray that you make my strength stronger, Lord, and turn my weaknesses into strength. Lord, I pray that I have the wisdom to know when to use those strengths and weaknesses, Lord. I pray that you can give me a determination to get into your word, Lord, and to know more about who you are and what you want for my life, Lord. I pray that all of us can continue to grow together as we grow closer to you, Lord. I thank you for what you've done in my life, Lord, and most importantly, I thank you for Jesus, and it's his name I pray. Amen.